The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swerling.
This is about two of President Obama's core beliefs and how he cannot reconcile them. Number one, Obama recently announced that using waterboarding, which he considers torture, will hereafter not be allowed by our military. Waterboarding is a few-minute procedure where the enemy on his back is forced to take in water, which makes him think he's drowning. Waterboarding never kills. It only terrifies, and the enemy spills out valuable information which can and does save the lives of many American soldiers. Like McCain, our righteous president believes, quote, we are much better than that, unquote. Our new government does not care that the enemy routinely slices off the heads of our soldiers when they are captured. Because of this new waterboarding rule, many of our own youth will opt out of fighting for a country that cares more about not giving the enemy even a few minutes of torture, but cares nothing about the welfare and protection of their own military. Core belief number two. During campaigning, Obama stated that about Roe v. Wade, he was for the woman's right to choose, including abortion through the full 9 months, and if the mother gets cold feet, the doctor can legally terminate the pregnancy. And that does happen. It has been documented medically that babies not born yet can still feel pain and torture. How does President Obama reconcile those two opposing beliefs? The one core belief says not 1 minute of torture for our enemy, and the second core belief says it's okay to torture and kill the baby, even through the conclusion of the 9-month gestation period. Finally, Obama promised to allow Congress and the people to study the $1 trillion-plus stimulus bill for 5 days. Then he broke his promise and ordered the Congress to vote on it without anyone seeing its provision, except for Nancy Pelosi, who probably wrote the bill. President Obama lied. He knows we all know he lied. He doesn't care. And now his staff is following his lead and also lying. It smells bad. To conclude with an unrelated thought, instead of our Congress having put into law thousands of unnecessary earmarks like why pigs smell and who cares, wouldn't it be wonderful if they had scrapped all those millions of dollars of nonsense and turned instead to giving our wounded veterans who were so neglected, i.e. paralyzed, blinded, hospitalized, and otherwise handicapped, give funds to them and their families where it is so much needed? Wouldn't that be a worthy way to spend the public's money? For KSCO, this is Kay Swerling.